Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales prior to stepping back to focus more on building Realty Universal membership network. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And now, Natalie Mullinex.
Hey, everybody. I'm so happy to be here, and I love this time of year. We're doing our end-of-the-year Christmas show, and, oh, my gosh, there's just so much going on all over the world, and I just hope that wherever you are finding some peace, and this is sometimes a very crazy time of the year, and I hope you're finding some peace in it all and going to be able to celebrate and take some time with family and friends. And if you're alone, I hope you're getting out and doing something anyhow and just making it a joyous, joyous time. Today we're going to do something different, and I'm so privileged and so thrilled. A dear friend, Guy Steele, is letting us in on his Christmas show, and I think this is going to be a super, super duper real treat for all of you. And our end of the year show, you know, I always have my end of the year life tips and hugs, and you know, we just do those kind of things. And this time, though, Guy, who lives in Steele, who lives in Hawaii, and he runs an Edward Jones office on Oahu, he has been producing Frank Sinatra shows. Oh my gosh, for over 23 years. I think he has every song, all information, everything you can imagine about Frank Sinatra. And he's graciously allowing us to join in and let all of our listeners join in. And I know a lot of you guys will be listening later, agent brokers and the general public, but it doesn't matter. This is beautiful to do any time of the year, right? And what a better time than Christmas? I think Guy and I got on our show a few years ago when it was Frank Sinatra's 100th birthday, and that was so much fun. This is going to be super, super special because we get to hear songs, et cetera, and more. So for those of you who are way too young to know who Frank Sinatra is, I can't imagine that, but I'm sure there are, you will be amazed. You should listen in. There's a lot you'll learn. And if you're not too young, you're in for a super treat. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, and happy New Year. We will be right back to start the fun.
Thank you.
back, and this is Natalie Mullenix with Realty Universal Radio. Merry, Merry Christmas. I know Christmas is, there's so many different holidays around the world that are celebrated at the same time as Christmas. You know, and to all of you who, if you have different, you're not celebrating Christmas, our hats off to you. It's easy to forget with all the Christmas cheer that December is also a particularly important month for many, many religions. Islam, Judaism, Buddhism, people are just celebrated Hanukkah a few weeks ago, 8 days in November and December. Three Kings Day, at the end of 12 days of Christmas, comes a day called the Epiphany, or Three Kings Day, Winter Solstice, Kwanzaa. I think they've got, there's a modern Hindu festival called Panchagadapati, which means five, Lord of Categories. The festival falls during the 30 days of the home festival, Markali Pileri, forgive me if I'm not pronouncing that correctly, home festival, and lasts for 5 days from December 21st through the 25th. We want to celebrate everybody all around the world, so if we're not mentioning your specific holiday, let us know. But there's so many countries and so many places and so many different festivals. Think about, like, your families and traditions that may have been in your family for years and years and years, and it's so funny to me. I hear so many stories constantly about traditions, and people will think it got started one way and then find out it was another way, but it doesn't really matter. It makes it so special because it's something we only know in our own families, and I think that's really wonderful. And France is widely known for its food and delicacies. People in the province region even go as far as serving Feast of Seven main courses and 13 desserts at Christmas. Amongst the most popular are fougasse, a nugget with honey and pistachios, pumpkin pie, and dried fruits. In Italy, many children get two sets of gifts, one on Christmas Eve, 24th of December, and a larger gift on the 6th of January. On this day, Italians celebrate Epiphany Day, and according to popular belief, a witch called La Befana arrives in the night to fill good children's stockings with sweets, while naughty ones get chunks of black coal. And here I always thought, that's Santa Claus' job. Santa Claus is the one who does it. And I don't know if Santa really gives any of us coal. I don't ever remember getting coal, but it's all fun, so much fun. And in Japan, Christmas is considered the festival of love. It's not uncommon to see couples spending a romantic evening together, while singles will be out partying and looking for the love of their life. That's too funny. It's so much fun. I think, and again, there's so many countries we wouldn't be able to list it unless we were going to run for a couple hours here, because there's just so many different things that come up for Christmas. But I believe, you know, the biggest thing for Christmas, of course, Jesus Christ's birth, which is a little, not really December 25th, but it's all celebrated 25th. That's important. But I think the biggest thing for us all to remember is giving, receiving, forgiving, and apologizing. Something we can do all year long. I, you know, when you go to the stores right now and it's so crowded and people are frantic and people are yelling at people in the parking lot and driving like maniacs, it's like, whoa, slow down. This isn't what Christmas is about. So, you know, I guess that's just part of our modern-day society. But if we can always remember giving, receiving, and a lot of us are really hard at receiving, but if we learn to receive, we can give too, and forgiving and apologizing. I know everybody has something in their head or something that happened, and there's probably somebody to apologize, and forgiving. You know, it's it really, really makes life a lot better. I like to talk about this at the end of the year and things, because there's a lot of people celebrating, and then there's a lot of people that are by themselves on Christmas. I'll be by myself. I'll see my son for maybe an hour in the morning, and then the rest of the day I'm by myself. I will get invited to places sometimes, but I'll be by myself. And I know, you know, many people are by themselves, and if you're one of them, just remember you're such a gift to everybody, and it's just another day in that sense. You could, you know, go to a soup kitchen, or you can watch a movie, or take yourself somewhere. Treat yourself, because there's many people that are by themselves, and that's, you know, not a bad thing. Sometimes it's nice to be by yourself. It's not. So think about, I can't remember the name of the movie. Oh, that's terrible. I was flying back. Oh, shoot. Was it Netflix when I was flying back from Hawaii? I don't know. I'm not good at that. I kind of just watch movies, and I'm not always really good about the name or pay attention to the name. But it was such a funny Christmas movie. People were, it was a husband and, well, no, boyfriend and girlfriend. They weren't married yet. And every year, they'd been together a while, every year they lied to their families and said they were going to do charity work at some far-off island, you know, and they would pick that. And it was really funny because they're flying to this, in the movie, they're getting ready to fly to this another spot, another beautiful island, not where they were doing charity work. And the flights got canceled. And while they're in line getting ready to get up to get their ticket and the flight's canceled, the news came on and put the news camera right in front of both of them, and their families saw it. Their families are calling saying, I thought you were coming. So they had to go to four families that day, and because her mom and dad were not together anymore and his mom and dad were not together, so they had to go to four places. It was so funny, and it was horrendous, and you could see why a lot of people do not want to go to their relatives on Christmas. So these things that, you know, lots of us think are only happen in our own families, it was quite comical, but it happens all over, and I just want to put out love to everybody because this is a great time, and I also always want to say it's also a time that some people get very depressed because they think everybody else is having fun, you know, and if we can, we could work on things every day and just remember that life is a blessing, and There's so much good, and take it one day at a time. It's going to change, and it's not a dress rehearsal, and don't let anybody take away your glory and joy. Some amazing Christmas facts for children at Christmas. I'm going to bring those up, which I know you all probably already know, but just in case you don't, I will be right back, and some facts that are just, we never know. We don't want to take it, so I'll be right back. Going through, because we're doing the tribute with Guy and Frank Sinatra, that's going to take up most of our show. So I'm kind of running through this and had a lot to say, and but I want you to really dig in and be able to hear this too. So I'll go through my end of the year tidbits after I tell you the amazing Christmas facts for children. Of course, Christmas celebrates the birth of Jesus Christ. Christmas trees were first used by ancient Egyptians and Romans. The term Xmas simply means Christmas, and Santa Claus was known as Sinterklaas in Dutch. Santa Claus did not always dress up in red clothes, and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer was not always the only one helping Santa to take the Christmas gifts all over the world. And yeah, that's just fun. So we are going to, I want to tell a couple of quick things and just before we get started with Guy's show, and I will talk to you next year. I want to mention suicide hotline number is 800-273-8255, 800-273-8255. As we know, this is a wonderful time. It's also a hard time. And anybody that's listening that's having any issues, I had somebody 2 years ago contact me. She wasn't going to commit suicide, so she said, but she was really depressed, and we were able to have a nice chat. Anybody wants to contact us, you can too, at radio@realityuniversal.com or 866-528-6368. But I just want to put that out there because it saves lives, and you're important. So I'm going to go through my last bit of quotes that I do at the end of the year and then turn it over to Frank Sinatra, hosted by Guy Steele. And that is going to be so much fun. I'm looking forward to listening again. So end of the year quotes are, never assume, this too shall pass. Don't second guess yourself when you're sure of what you want. People will hurt you, but still get out and love people. We'll have trials and tribulations, and with time it always gets better. Laugh as much as you can. And the Japanese have a way of doing a belly laugh. I don't know if you've ever heard about it, but you just pretend you're laughing for like 30 seconds, and before you know it, you fall over laughing. You can't help it. And hold your head back, and you kind of force laugh for 30 seconds. It's okay to be alone. Sometimes I prefer it, believe it or not. Dream big. Dream big. Never let anybody squash your dreams. Write down your goals. The shortest pencil is better than the longest memory. Never, never, ever, ever, ever quit. Jealousy is ridiculous. People will get jealous, and all you can do is try not to be that way. I personally love the rain. I hear people complaining about the weather constantly, and I'm like, I love the rain. We all need to vent. It is okay. Behavior never lies. This is Richard Flint's quote. He's an amazing motivational speaker and trainer, and he helps a lot of people all 365 days a year. I think he celebrates Christmas, but he's always on. It's like when you live alone and you think you don't eat much, but your dishwasher is always full. And, like, especially with the holidays, we should all work on understanding ourselves. Don't try to be like other people. Be yourself. And when trying to quit a bad habit, we must replace it with something else. Big one is acceptance. We get more upset when we cannot accept the way things are, and it applies to everything. And it's okay to cry, grieve, and be sad. Forgiveness goes a long way. And remember, this time of year, giving, receiving, forgiving, and apologizing. Great to keep on your list every single day of the year. Prayer really works. God, I just can't say it enough. It is our communication to God. We, as humans, I know it. I've lived it. I've seen it. We are made that way. And prayer is it's like our telephone to God. You know, Jesus, for those of you who know Jesus, and many do listening, he did all that in 3.5 years. He didn't have a phone. He didn't have the internet. And the prayer, that's the connection. My last but not least, and I want to turn it over to Guy's show, is if you're having a really bad day, curl up with a good book later and sleep. It looks better the next day. And I want to give a tribute to my friend S. Yvonne McCall, who just passed away this month with pancreatic cancer. I'm not being negative in these things. I just want to say she, from the time of diagnosis, found out and was gone within 10 weeks. She prepared her entire funeral, which her daughter, Toni Whitney McCall, did the eulogy, and many, many other people spoke. I have never seen such a wonderful celebration funeral in my entire life. It went on for 2 days and hours, and Yvonne McCall was 86 years old, and I know the family very, very well. She was a principal. She was a military wife for 61 years. She was in the Alpha for 65 years. She did prison ministry for 23 years. Her favorite color was purple. Her coffin was purple. It was like a queen. The whole thing was so majestic. And through it all, she has touched thousands and thousands and thousands of lives. But a few things she wanted to point out was, especially for women, to stand your ground. She always stood her ground. She always knew if it was important. Don't let other people belittle you. Don't let other people make you think it can't be done, because it can be done. And we have a lot of lessons we're going to learn from her. And I just wanted to put it out there, because some people listening will know who she was. And we don't have time to go into all the stories, but I would love to do the stories another time, because there's lessons that you could learn from ever and ever and ever. She was Afro-American, and in her time, there was a lot of prejudice going on, a lot of it, and it was pretty ugly. And I'm just so glad so many things have changed, and I hope that we can all every day just be the light in everyone's life. So I am going to turn this over and wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and I will talk to you next year. And get ready for this wonderful treat with Guy Steele, hosted by Guy Steele, about Frank Sinatra and Christmas, Christmas, Christmas.
Hi there, this is Frank Sinatra.
And this is Sinatra, the man in the music.
I'm Guy Steele.
Hey, this cat's a gas.
Fly me to the moon. Let me swing among those stars. There's an oh such a hungry yearning burning inside of me. Don't you know, little fool, you never can win. That's why the lady is a tramp. Hey now, I'm so in love.
Well, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. During this hour on Sinatra, the Man and the Music, we'll hear Sinatra's 1957 Christmas television special with Bing Crosby and songs from his 1957 Capitol LP, A Jolly Christmas from Frank Sinatra. Here's his television special with Bing, which aired on December 20th, 1957.
Welcome to our Christmas show for Boulevard, the gift of a lifetime in Chesterfield, my cigarette. Our old friend Mr. Bing Crosby will be our guest, and the accent is on music, both traditional and modern. And here's one of the newest songs.
Oh, by gosh, by golly, it's time for mistletoe and holly. Tasty pheasants, Christmas presents, countryside's covered with snow. Oh, by gosh, by jingle, it's time for carols and Kris Kringle. Overeating, merry greeting from relatives you don't know. Then comes that big night, giving the tree the trim. You'll hear voices by starlight singing a Yuletide hymn. Oh, by gosh, by golly, it's time for mistletoe and holly. Fancy ties and grandma's pies and folks stealing a kiss or two as they whisper Merry Christmas to you.
Then comes the big night, giving the tree the trim.
By gosh, by golly, it's time for mistletoe and holly. Fancy ties and grandma's pies and folks stealing a kiss or two as they whisper Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Leon.
Hey! Happy holiday!
Happy holiday!
While the merry bells keep ringing, happy holiday to you!
Man, that must be your key.
This is my ballpark.
You want to grab the drape there, Leon?
Yes, sir.
Get the skimmer?
Yes, sir.
Hey, I see you came up with a few things.
Oh, I feel very expensive this season.
You're going like a sober sailor. Say, I'll bet this is a recording.
Yes, sir, one of my records. It's called Christmas Sing with Bing.
It's beautiful Christmas music from all over the world. I thought maybe you'd like to slip it among your collection of records there, the hot and cold and folding hi-fi.
Thanks a lot. It might just break the monotony there. Incidentally, here's a bit of an album, an LP for you, too.
Oh, how nice.
It's a jolly Christmas, a jolly group of Christmas songs by me.
Oh, thank you. I shall treasure it always.
You're a player, too, aren't you?
Oh, yes. I'll play it immediately I get home, privately, so I can gnash my teeth.
What have we here, pray tell?
That's a long-playing pizza pie.
Oh, but it won't play long around this shack.
That's a big item around here, eh?
You're kidding? It runs second to meatballs.
Well, you're going to roll out some later, aren't you? Warm up a few?
You're a cinch. Bingo, could I offer you a little toddy?
Ah, a little toddy for the body might just take the chill off. What are you featuring here tonight, Frank?
Oh, I got some fine jazz.
Oh, it looks clever. Funny thing, I keep hearing bells all day.
Well, naturally, everybody does this time of the year.
What do you say we get aboard the sleigh, huh?
Here we go.
Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Grab the verse.
Dashing through the snow,
yeah.
In a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go,
uh-huh.
Laughing all the way. While the bells on bobtails ring.
Tell me about it.
Making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Isn't this a lot of fun?
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
What's going on in the tub here? We're gonna bob for apples?
Oh, no. This is a Christmas bowl, not Halloween. It's an old English wassail bowl.
Oh. I'd ought to bring up the volume a little.
You will sing like a bird.
Hi-ho, the holly, the life most jolly.
You know that this recipe's hundreds of years old?
Is that so? Well, I toast the long line of tipplers who have perpetuated such a noble tradition.
I'm fond of drinkers myself. Oh, they had a wonderful time in merry old England.
Didn't they, though?
Did you ever wish that you'd been around in those days?
Yes. Maybe for just one festive evening.
That's about all it would last, by the way.
Can we check the action out there?
Yeah, let's join them.
Hey, you see what I see here?
Sure. That goes with the wassail bowl.
Just had a little sip.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly. La 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 la. Tis the season to be jolly. La 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 la. Don we now our gay apparel. La 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 la. Troll the ancient Yuletide carol. La 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 la. See the blazing Yule before us, tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Strike the harp and join the chorus, tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Follow me in merry measure, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. While I tell of Yuletide treasure, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Fast away the old year passes, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Hail the new ye lads and lasses, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Sing we joyous all together, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Even of the wind and weather, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
God rest you, merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day. To save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. From God our Heavenly Father a blessed angel came, and unto certain shepherds brought tidings of the same. How that in Bethlehem was born the Son of God by name. Oh,
Tiny Tim?
Mr. McCawber?
Comfort and joy, oh, tidings.
newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, joy the triumph of the skies. With angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Christ by highest heaven adored, Christ the everlasting Lord, made in time, behold him come, offspring of the favored one. Hail in flesh the Godhead he, hail in heart and deity, he. Pleased and mad with man to dwell, Jesus our Emmanuel.
Everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
The first Noel the angel did say was to certain poor shepherds in field that they lay.
Hey, for a couple of kibitzes we did all right, didn't we? Look at here.
Not only did we come up with the goodies, but we got a little spend money here. Look at here.
What was the grab? What did we get?
2 shillings and a tuppence.
Oh, you're going to be the treasurer,
I'll
huh?
handle all the loot.
Well, let's keep a record of it for tax purposes, boy.
Yes, sir. Here's a wonderful, that singing will go on all night long.
Frank, that kind of singing will go on forever.
Yeah, you're so right. It's pretty, lovely. Here's one I used to sing around the house when I was a little boy, babe.
It came upon the midnight clear, that glorious song of old, from angels bending near the earth to touch their harps of gold. Peace on the earth, goodwill to men, from hands of gracious King. The world in solemn stillness lay to hear the
Amen.
course, we always had a favorite around our house, too.
Away in a manger, no crib for a bed, the little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. The stars in the sky look down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. The cattle are lowing, the poor baby wakes. But little Lord Jesus, no crying he makes. I love thee, Lord Jesus, look down from the sky and stay by my cradle till morning is nigh.
Yeah, I remember that one, Bing. Here's a lovely one. Goes well in a duet. Come on, I'm gonna join you.
Ah.
Oh, little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. Yet in thy dark street shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight.
Well, now, looky here, isn't this elegant?
It's very grand. You know what?
What?
I arranged this little gizmo myself.
Hedda Hopper would wear it, wouldn't she? Well, listen, it looks like you're planning an intimate supper here for later on, huh?
Oh, indeed I am.
Well, in that case, I'd better fade out.
No.
Well, you're
no.
Not planning on me for supper, are you?
Who else?
Well, I thought maybe you'd
have... Me have a date, did you think? Heavens to Betsy, no.
Oh, no, that doesn't hardly figure. I've never been entertained so lavishly, though, before in my life. You sure it's for me?
It's all for you, positively.
Oh, but this is too much, Frank. You could have just, well, some suds and Zweibach in the kitchen would have sufficed for old Bing.
No, you know that I go all the way.
Well, this is certainly a switch.
You go and relax for a few minutes. Food will be ready in a few minutes.
Christmas songs, huh?
Oh, the whole batch of them in there.
Okay. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
I remember that. Great song.
Man, I sang that a jillion times on the radio.
Why don't you wing it now?
Think I should?
Sure.
Fine. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw it, well, you'd have to say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They wouldn't let poor Rudolph play in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him, and they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, going down in history. Oh, Rudolph, what a shiner, brightens up the whole darn sky. Oh, Rudolph, looks like a miner prancing across the sky. Hoo-dee-dee, baby, ba 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 doo 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 dee. Say, I bet there's a couple in here you can wing, Frank.
Well, heave it here, and I'll give it a whirl. Hey, that was very bright, old man. Now, here's one that most kids like. This kid does, too. Stand by.
You better watch out.
You better not cry, better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list, checking it twice. He's gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry, better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake. You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Yes, he's on his way, he's got toys all over the sleigh. Santa, he's coming to town.
Where'd you go? Oh, you're a pretty sneaky listener, you are.
Say, you had Santa Claus really bouncing there, didn't you?
He was leaping.
You know, Frank, I was thinking with this fire and everything, we ought to take a swing at the Christmas song.
Christmas song?
Yeah, you know. Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Wonderful song.
Jack Frost nipping at your nose.
That's the kid.
Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe helps to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way.
Old Nick's coming, has it?
He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on the sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so we're offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. Of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white.
Stand there.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas with every
card I write. May your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white.
Merry Christmas, Bing.
Merry Christmas, Frank.
Merry Christmas,
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Everybody.
May your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white.
Lots of toys and goodies
bags on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
They know that Santa's on his way with toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child
kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas.
in my dreams.
painted candy canes on the tree. Santa's on his way. He's filled his sleigh with things, things for you and for me. It's that time of year when the world falls in love. Every song you hear seems to say, Merry Christmas, may your New Year dreams come true. Wishes you and yours the same thing too. Merry Christmas, may your New Year dreams come true. And this song of mine in three-quarter time wishes you and yours everyone.
Christmas.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay.
Make the Yuletide gay.
From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more. Through the years we all will be together, if the fates allow. Hang a shining star upon the highest bough, and have yourself a merry little Christmas now.
Golden days of yore.
fates allow. Hang a shining star upon the highest bar.
Peace on earth and mercy.
that glorious song of old, from angels bending near the earth to touch their harps of gold. Peace on
We hope you enjoyed our Sinatra Christmas program. my wife Lily and I, and all of us at Pure Jazz Radio, wish you a very Merry Christmas and a fabulous 2022. I'm Guy Steele, and you've been listening to Sinatra, the man in the music.